This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Two tornadoes that hit communities on the Eastern Plains have now been categorized as EF2 by the National Weather Service. The scale is out of 5 and is based on wind velocity and destruction. EF2s are rare in Colorado. In a study from 1950 to 2012, they made up less than 6% of twisters in the state. EF1s and EF0s made up around 90%. A tornado that hit Highlands Ranch 2 years ago and damaged homes there was between an EF0 and an EF1. A Christian summer camp near Bailey is suing the state over its gender policy for its facilities. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
The gender policy at Camp Idaraji, which is a portmanteau that means I'd rather have Jesus, separates campers based on sex when it comes to the use of bathrooms, showers, and bedrooms. The State Department of Early Childhood adopted new rules requiring licensed camps to allow campers to use such facilities based on gender identity. The nearly 80-year-old camp applied for a religious exemption from the state but was denied. Officials are now seeking an exception in federal court. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
State Representative Shannon Byrd is running for Congress, hoping to challenge Republican Gabe Evans in the 8th District. Byrd, who lives in Westminster, is a member of the legislature's Budget Writing Committee. She's viewed by her colleagues as a moderate pro-business lawmaker. She's the third Democrat to enter the race. State Representative Manny Rudinell and the district's former Congressman Yadira Caraveo are also running. The primary is still a year away. This is CPR News.